Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is Amon-Ra St. Brown a locked-in wide receiver one now every single week? And is the big performance we saw from Rashad Bateman last week, is that going to be sustainable moving forward? We're going to talk about all that and more in our top 36 wide receiver rankings to get you ready for week three. Let's ride. Welcome back in. Let's go ahead and just get right into it. And we're going to start with our top 12 rankings. We got Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson, Stephon Diggs, Davante Adams, Jamar Chase, AJ Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Tyreek Hill, Deebo Samuel, Michael Pittman, Cortland Sutton, and Mike Williams. So let's just go ahead and get this thing out of the way. I want to hit on Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Amon-Ra St. Brown has been everything we thought he was going to be, right? I mean, everything that he was last year, he has continued it this year. He is averaging 29.9 fantasy points per game right now, which is fourth most, which seems wild to me. Somebody that averaging 30 fantasy points per game is only fourth. But it is only two games, so that is to be taken into consideration. He right now, he has a 33.8% target share in this offense, which is fourth most among all wide receivers. 17 catches, 180 yards, and three touchdowns so far this year. But he's just been fantastic. 20th in yards per route run as well. So Amon-Ra St. Brown is not going anywhere. He is Jared Goff's favorite wide receiver. He is turning into a star right before our eyes. So absolutely love it for the sun god. So that being said, I just wanted to hit on him. Let's just go ahead and move over to our wide receiver twos. And so from there, we have T. Higgins, Jalen Waddle, Keenan Allen, Gabe Davis, Michael Thomas, Christian Kirk, Juju Smith-Schuster, Rashad Bateman, Brandon Cooks, DJ Moore, Deontay Johnson, and CeeDee Lamb. Cody, why don't you hit us with some of that wide receiver two goodness?
Yeah, man, I really like a lot of these wide receiver twos. There are a lot of guys I could talk about, but I'm going to talk about Rashad Bateman, like you mentioned at the top, been living off of those explosive plays. But Lamar Jackson is delivering the man, so I think we can, you know, not that you want to count on, you know, a 50, 60, 75-yard touchdown, but Lamar Jackson, like I said, has been playing well. Bateman's 193 air yards ranked 16th. He's 10th in average depth of target. He's 4th in yards after the catch, and he is 1st in yards per reception. Going up against the Patriots this week is a little shaky because we know how Bill Belichick, you know, game plans every week and all that stuff. But like I said, Lamar's been playing really well. He actually ranks 1st in the league in adjusted net yards per pass attempt. He's 3rd in passer rating behind Mahomes and Josh Allen, and he is 2nd in completed air yards per pass attempt behind only Josh Allen. So, like I said, you don't want to bank on these massive, you know, 75-yard touchdown plays. But with the way that Lamar is playing, the Patriots defense, I don't think is as big of a deal as it's been in years past. And then outside of Mark Andrews, you really don't have a lot going on. So I really like Bateman as a wide receiver two for your week three lineups.
Yeah, for me, it's going to be a couple of guys. One, it feels like a little low-hanging fruit, but I'm doing it anyways, and that's Jalen Waddle. You know, heading into the season, you know, there was a lot of, you know, really people that really moved Jalen Waddle down the rankings because they didn't think that he was going to be able to sustain what he was able to do last year with this offense. But it started to look more and more as we got closer to the season that this was going to be a consolidated target share in this offense between Tyreek and Jalen Waddle. And right now, that's really what it's been. I mean, he is 9th in target share with 31.2% of the team targets. And so far, I mean, he's obviously coming off that monster performance this past week with him and Tyreek, but where he had 40.1 fantasy points. But even the week before that, he was still 17.7, which is a very strong number to be putting up anyways. So he's been really good over these first two games of the season. This week they get the Bills. This is the highest total game on the slate. And they also ranked their 10th in implied point total as well this week. So I think there's a lot to like with Jalen Waddle. He's running a lot of routes. He's seeing a lot of targets. He's sixth in yards per route run and fifth in fantasy points per game so far this season. So, and then the other guy I want to hit on is Juju Smith-Schuster. This is a really good matchup for the Chiefs this week, going up against the Colts on the road. The Colts really have just not looked very good so far this year. They've dealt with some injuries. I do think Michael Pittman should be back this week, but they're missing some pieces along their defense as well. But Juju Smith-Schuster has been eating so far this year against zone coverage, and we know the Colts run a lot of zone coverage here. And so if that's going to keep going, I think that Juju Smith-Schuster is going to get more involved back in this offense. Last week it was much more of the MBS and Mecole Hardman, and Juju just didn't get as many opportunities. But you know, that defense that they were facing in the Chargers is one of the best in the league. A lot of familiarity with this Chiefs offense and how they like to do things, so it didn't really surprise me that he wasn't as good. But I do think he bounces back in a big way this week. So those are the two guys that I want to hit on. Let's wrap this thing up and let's talk about some of our wide receiver threes. We have Marquise Brown, Jerry Jeudy, Allen Robinson, Terry McLaurin, Drake London, DK Metcalf, Brandon Ayuk, Curtis Samuel, Devontae Smith, Adam Thielen, Elijah Moore, and Darnell Mooney. Just barely, so sad to see it. Just barely hanging on. Just hanging on by a little thread. He's just hanging there. A little thread. He's like, no, come on, Justin, lift me up. You know, that's what he's doing right now. And so, but to Cody, whenever I pulled up the show sheet and I saw who you had him, I was like, damn it, he got him first. I really was going to talk about Brandon Ayuk, but wax poetically about your two wide receiver threes you want to hit on.
Kind of thought you might go there, but that's what happens when you take the sun god away from me. First, let's kick it off with Devonta Smith. You know, after giving us a donut in week one, Smitty rewarded the patient fantasy managers who went back to him in week two, caught all seven of his targets for 80 yards. This Eagles offense is just on fire right now. Jalen Hurts looks like he's taking that step forward like a lot of people were hoping he would. And then the Eagles get a divisional matchup against Washington this week, and the Commanders have given up the six most half PPR fantasy points per game to the position. They ranked 20th in pass DVOA. So I'm going back to him as a solid wide receiver three. And obviously, if he can find the end zone, that's going to completely flip his week. And then the guy that you were just mentioning, Brandon Ayuk. Listen, Kev, me and you, we both loved Trey Lance for his fantasy upside. But there's no doubt that at this point of their careers, that Jimmy G is the better passer, right? Last week, Ayuk saw 8 targets. And I think we see him and Jimmy G pick up where they left off in the second half of last year. Debo's kind of going back into that wide back, whatever role that they're calling it, even though that we heard during the offseason with all those contract disputes that that's not how he wanted to be used. Well, it's how he's being used again, you know, especially with the questions and the issues that they are having at running back at the time. So we talked about this last week. Whenever you're setting your lineups and, you know, you're looking in your app and you see like the red next to this matchup with Denver, then you see that they've given up the least fantasy points per game to position. Pump the brakes. They have played Seattle and Houston so far. So while the secondary for San Fran definitely isn't bad, I definitely don't think that they are least fantasy points per game in the league good either. So I think Ayuk is going to be a solid flex wide receiver three play for your lineups.
Totally agree. Could not agree more. Really love Brandon Ayuk this week. So you got me. You got to him before I could. So let me talk about a couple of my guys, and that is Allen Robinson. Love to see it. He bounced back last week, 15.3 fantasy points last week, 5 targets, 4 receptions for 53 yards, and they get a great matchup this week against Arizona. This Arizona team has their defense has not looked good over the first two games of the season. They somehow pulled one out of their ass by coming back and beating the Raiders, but that's just Josh McDaniels for you. However, Allen Robinson, while he only has a 9.2% target share, some of that's because of what happened in the first game. But he's still 18th in routes run and 27th in route participation so far through the year. And it was good to see him get more involved in this offense. It's kind of something we talked about last week that I felt like he was going to bounce back, you know, the kind of the greasy wheel narrative, you know, that Sean McVay had talked about after the game, that they got to get Allen Robinson more involved in this offense, and which they did. Now, don't get me wrong, five targets isn't anything fantastic, but I do think, you know, you're going to continue to see him be utilized more and more in this offense moving forward. So, and again, a matchup against the Cardinals is definitely something that we want to be plugging these guys in for. So Allen Robinson is somebody that I'm definitely on board with as a strong wide receiver three. I think he has wide receiver two upside here. And then the other one is Drake London, who's been really good so far to start his rookie season. Week one, he put up 12.4 fantasy points. And last week, he broke out in a big way with 8 catches, 86 yards, and a touchdown on 12 targets for 24.6 fantasy points. I think he is clearly the number one option here for Marcus Mariota. It has directly, you know, come to hurt someone like Kyle Pitts, who has not, you know, really taken off yet so far to start this year. But right now, I mean, Drake London, this is a team that they're going to be trailing. They're going to be playing from behind. But Drake London right now is averaging 18.5 fantasy points per game so far to start his season. He's also 8th in yards per route run. We already knew that Drake London was a very good wide receiver. We knew it coming into the year. He was one, most people's, you know, for a lot of people, their number one wide receiver in this class. But, you know, despite everything else, I think Drake London does it from this point forward. I think he is a locked in wide receiver three, unless something changes here in this offense, because there's just nobody else there that's going to pull targets away from him outside of Kyle Pitts. It's really kind of them too. So Drake London, if you drafted him late, looks like you might have hit the jackpot here with Drake London, because he is the real deal. He is that dude. So absolutely love Drake London. So let's wrap this thing up here really quickly. Cody, why don't you give me wide receiver four flex option that people can look at this week?
Yeah, let's go on down the ranks here, and let's pull up Greg Dortch. Looked good in week one, looked better in week two. And last week, Rondale Moore logged 2 more DMPs. So I think Dortch's role will be safe for at least another week. I can't imagine that, you know, even if Rondale Moore starts to practice this week, that they just throw him back into the fire, especially with how well Dortch has been playing. He's posted weeks of wide receiver 34 and 25 in half PPR scoring, and now the Rams are coming to town. Cards are going to be looking at a negative game script here. So I definitely think that there are worse options out there if you need like a desperation flex level play. I like what I've seen out of Greg Dortch, even going back to the preseason.
Yeah, he's been a guy we've talked about on the DFS show the past 2 weeks that people should be jamming in, because he was super cheap over there on DraftKings. Yep. It was less than $3,500 in both. So I absolutely love that call. The guy I'm going to talk about really quickly is Garrett Wilson, and he's a stud. I mean, he is a alpha wide receiver. He was a top 10 draft pick this year. 8 catches, 102 yards, and 2 touchdowns last week. He has 22 targets over his first 2 games of the season. He only played 61% of the snaps last week. He ran a route on 75% of the dropback, which is right in line with the other two wide receivers that are there. And his 32% target share, I don't necessarily think is sustainable, but he's going to be a big part of this offense moving forward. I mean, you don't spend a top 10 draft pick on a guy to just not use him. So, you know, this is a team that their defense, again, is terrible. They're going to be playing from behind. They're going to have to always be throwing the ball. This is a decent matchup against Cincinnati. We'll see if Cincinnati can get back on track, because they are 0-2, and just really their offense has looked absolutely lost right now so far to start this season. So Garrett Wilson, I think he's the number one waiver ad this week if you added him, and I think you can go ahead and just plug him right into your lineup if you want to as a flex option this week. That being said, I appreciate everybody checking out the video. Be sure to tune in tonight when we go live every single Wednesday. We answer every single question in the chat. I think last week we went for almost 3 hours. So, you know, that's what we're here for. We're trying to help you guys out, get you guys ready. If you started 0-2, come in. We'll look at your team. We'll see what we can do. Maybe we can make some improvements, you know, do some start sit stuff. So be sure to check in with us for that. But like I said, hit that like and subscribe button for future content. We will see you on the next one.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.